Suffolk and call 272. What do? Clovis here with Suffolk and Cool, which takes a turn for the quirky side of quality this week with some remarkable and varied music from LA, Holland, Canada, Finland, France, Australia and London via New Zealand. Oh, and this from Catalonia. Enjoy the fabulous voice and undulating musical landscape of Roger Mars.
Demà serà dilluns, com tantes i tantes vegades repetides. Desencaixat en espais il·limitats, ensorrat el desencís en un esvoranc sísmic de la ment, despullo dones, nues d'inconsciència i tinc el verb ja, prop de la gola, en ascendent viatge cap al cap de la creu. Despertem els punts i les comes del sistema. Tinc son, esgotament carnal, punxades lleus sota la closca, bolígrafs, naus, rodes. Poleixo records en aquest bar, darrere la màquina que gira gormanda dels quartos dels temptadors. Temptatives poleixo en aquesta vila, havent fet camí i a mig camí encara vers antigues cruïlles on sempre la fruita es madura i les serps aguaiten els cossos calents. Despertem els punts i les comes del sistema. Tinc son, esgotament carnal, punxades lleus sota la closca, bolígrafs, nau, rodes. Despertem els punts i les comes del sistema. Tinc son, esgotament carnal, punxades lleus sota la closca, bolígrafs, nau, rodes. Despertem els punts i les comes del sistema. Tinc son, esgotament carnal, punxades lleus sota la closca, bolígrafs, nau, rodes. Despertem els punts i les comes del sistema. Tinc son, punxades lleus sota la closca, bolígrafs, nau, rodes. Despertem els punts i les comes del sistema. Tinc son, esgotament carnal, punxades lleus sota la closca, bolígrafs, nau, rodes. Bolígrafs, nau, rodes.
And a track called Bolígrafs Nos Rodes. It might be. It could be something completely different to that. Well, no, it's vaguely like that, but I'm not sure how it's pronounced. But I can't tell you a great deal about Roger, actually. I'll tell you why in a moment. But he did start his musical studies at the age of 5, progressed to clarinet and sax at 12, and he got a break on radio in Catalonia a couple of years ago. Now, Catalonia, yes, that's that bit of... But it's kind of... bit of Spain, but I think if you said it was in Catalonia, quite a lot of people would raise an eyebrow and suggest that actually it ought to be a completely independent state. I'm all for the Catalonians getting a decent break. They were viciously oppressed by, what was his name? Franco, when he was dictator in Spain for all those years. And they're getting a really strong cultural identity. And in fact, that came off a CD, which was one of a whole bunch that Codger picked up at the Great Escape Festival last weekend. And he's very kindly made those available to me. He's a good sort, you know. And that was just the first track that I found. I thought, oh, must play this for you. Because it's a bit different. And you like that, don't you? I tell you what, I hope you do. And if you do, I'm sure you want to head over to Roger's site. And that's at rogermas, that's R-O-G-E-R-M-A-S, .C-A-T, for Catalunya. He's also on Facebook as Roger Mas, and as indeed he is on MySpace as well. So it's easy to find stuff, but not a lot of information about him, just a lot of good music. The Great Escape turned out, for me at least, to be an extremely invigorating and lively gathering of a great bunch of lovely folks from podcasting. That was Codger and Grumbler were there in their usual form. Industry movers and shakers from the USA, the UK and Australia, who I'd previously met up with at CMJ in New York. And artists from all around the world, including some that I'd missed at CMJ, which was great to be able to catch them. And others who've been on the show before, I'd not seen live. And one, Jordan Rain, who's been on the show via Skype and with whom Codge, Grum and I were able to hang for most of the festival. In summary, I'd say it was a totally absorbing and delicious blast. And what's more, Jordan's masterly new single is released this week, and we'll be closing the show with it later. But before then, we've got a whole mass of really interesting music. Sally Chapman wrote the first stanzas of Gone Gone after speaking with her grandparents about failing crops and the continual fight for water in California. Together, she and John Isaac Waters applied this sense of helplessness and defiance to loss of faith, failing relationships, and dislocation in an attempt to write a song that felt like singing a Steinbeck novel.
It hasn't rained in Alabama in a year, and the earth is dry to dust, which was my greatest fear. And there's no good grain to harvest when there's nothing coming down. Oh, I prayed aloud to Jesus, but he didn't make a sound. And I asked the bank for money, but the cash had all run out. And I'm no good at talking when all I do is shout. I'm busting up my shiver rope, I'm headed for the coast, and the only thing I leave behind is the Holy Ghost.
Gone, 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 gone.
Though you may wrap around me, I will not be warm. Though you speak my name and beckon me, I'll always be alone. If you sneak in and wait for me, I will not come home. I will not await your vacant breath on the telephone. Go away and do not call. Go away and do not call. I need no fancy flowers that hang it on my wall. I need no falling footsteps flip-flopping in my hall. If what you say you are is not what you are at all.
Gone, gone, water in a drought. Shower. Gone, gone, peace, wind, war, stars. Gone, gone, light when it is dark. Gone, gone, and never coming back. Gone, gone, my channel bowl has cracked. Gone, gone, like peaches in the dust. Gone, gone, like everyone I trust. Though you may wrap around me, I will not be warm. Though you speak my name and beckon me, I'll always be alone. If you sneak in and wait for me, I will not come home. I will not await your bated breath on the telephone. Go away and do not call. Go away and do not call. I need no fancy flowers that hanging on my wall. I need no falling footsteps flip-flopping in my hall. If what you say you are is not what you are at all. Well, gone, gone, water in a drought.
Gone, 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 gone.
amazing sound. Incredible voice there from John Isaac Waters. And such a contrast with that of Sadie Chapman. They're actually described as a collision of the old Southwest and the new LA, a seemingly contradictory duo. It's a beautiful juxtaposition between polished and poignant vocalist Sadie Chapman and unrefined avant-garde artist John Isaac Waters. And quite a remarkable sound it is as well. They are playing live, was it next week, week after? May the 26th, anyway, at the Silver Lake Lounge in LA, in California, of course. And find out more about them and their dates and whatever else at their Bandcamp site, which is http://coil.bandcamp.com. There's a link, of course, in the show notes. There's always a link in the show notes, isn't there? Lots of them. Live links to every track played on the show, to the artist's websites and whatever. Yeah, go over there and check it out. SuffolkandCool.com. And if you click on the show notes link, you'll be straight in there.
Suffolk and Cool. Probably the most carefully pronounced podcast in the world.
I've had word that Mixendorp is going to be doing some live sets in Turkey this summer. Just imagine a remix like this with live guitar. This is getting really interesting.
Yeah.
Excellent talk with just a few minutes of a whole set, which you can hear for yourself if you like, if you get over to soundcloud.com/mixendorp, M-I-X-E-N-D-O-R-P, /bluesbeat-set-4. There'll be, of course, a link in the show notes. We'll just take you straight there. But I would also recommend while you're over there to check out the other tracks on the Mix and Dort SoundCloud, especially one called Ice Storm, which is based on a track by Boo Boo Davis, who I've been playing on the show for probably 4 or 5 years now. Brilliant, brilliant stuff. Yeah, no firm dates yet, but Jan at Black and Tan Records in Holland is going to keep us informed. So that would be something almost worth a change to your holiday plans, wouldn't it, to get to Turkey to catch some of that? Well, I think so anyway. Having played Carmen Townsend a couple of times on the show just recently, I was delighted to discover that she is playing The Great Escape in Brighton last weekend, and I managed to catch her set on Friday. She was playing as part of the Nova Scotia Music Showcase event at the Queen's Hotel, and the expression high energy doesn't really do Carmen justice. She was so energised that she seemed to be forgetting to breathe when she was speaking between the songs. She was just so up for it. It was a great show and it whipped up quite an atmosphere, actually, despite playing in a hotel lounge mid-afternoon with the sun streaming in. It's an odd context because the floor wasn't even sticky. This is a relatively laid-back track from Carmen, Waiting and Seeing.
Something's right here, holding.
Carmen Townsend from Cape Breton in Nova Scotia, Canada. And there were a lot of Nova Scotia and Canadian bands at Great Escape, and they were pretty damn fine, I have to say. There's some amazing music coming out of there. You find out more about Carmen at carmentownsend.com. While we're on the subject of festivals, Digital Music News reports that festivals are becoming huge moneymakers, and that's great news for host cities, amongst others. But how much is it all worth? Well, just this week, UK Music measured the impact of festivals and major music concerts in the first study of its kind. So what did they find? Well, how about a combination of £1.4 billion, that's $2.3 billion, last year from music-loving mob of 7.7 million travellers? The message is crystal clear, said Fergal Sharkey, chief executive of UK Music. Music provides a huge boost to UK tourism, it drives growth, it sustains thousands of jobs across all regions, and it enhances our lives. That is 19,700 full-time jobs, according to the study. Now, I know these things always get a little bit exaggerated, but even if there's a grain of truth in it, it's serious money coming in. Most of the tourism comes from within the country, with just 5% currently coming in from abroad. But foreigners come in with a premium, of course, because they're paying a lot more for accommodation and stuff, and probably staying for longer. UK Music found this group responsible for 18% of the total spend. The rest of the world clearly recognises the importance of music to the UK, Sharkey continued. It's time we did similar. Creativity, finished, is our nation's calling card. Dead right. You can actually get a hold of that whole report if you want. I'll put a link in the show notes. It's a PDF. You'll be able to download it direct. It's really nicely presented. Lots of handy little infographics and quite a lot of detail. Anyway, have a look at that if you wish. It's in the show notes at suffolkandcool.com. And if you want, you can join in the discussion at Digital Music News. And I'll put a link in for that as well. Instrumental post-rock from Finland might be expected to be a bit dark and brooding. But take a listen to this from Rendezvous Park's debut album, The Days You Didn't Notice. Thank you. That rocked a bit, didn't it? That was Bezed from Mulhouse in France, and that was on Jamendo, of course. A track called Eric Adams, and it comes from the album Les Illuminés on Jamendo, as I say. And you can download it direct from all the dubs, jamendo.com/en/album/8814. Sadly, Bezedha's website isn't available because his domain name has expired, which is a bit of a shame, really. But you can still hook up with him on Jamendo. And if you go through to jamendo.com/en/artist/b.z, depending on where you happen to be, .d.h, that will find you there. And of course, as ever, there's a link to that in the show notes. And prior to that, we heard Rendezvous Park, a two-piece post-rock act from Finland. And they consist entirely of Kay Kusa, who's playing acoustic and electric guitars and bass, and Mikael Nausainen, which may not be quite the same as how Mikael pronounces it. Anyway, they do perform live occasionally, and they bring other people in to recreate the multi-layered and rich sound of the album tracks. And they're really, really interesting. They do pretty much everything themselves, really, in terms of the studio. The album credits read, all tracks written by Nausainen and Kusa, recorded and mixed and mastered by Mikael, sleeve design and photography by Kay. So they're doing the whole lot themselves, just the two of them, really. And the next full-length album is currently being written, and that may well be making good progress by now, because I know that was a while ago I spotted that. Find out more about them at rendezvouspark.net, and you'll also find them on Jamendo. So again, you can download the whole album, and you will find that jamendo.com/en/artist/rendezvous_park. And again, as ever, links are in the show notes.
This podcast is a proud member of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Now, this week, Sean Robertson is making his amped debut live from his garage. Yes, that's a play on his show's name, which is called Live from My Garage. On Monday, someone will hopefully be presenting Amp 284, but I have absolutely no idea who it will be. There's nobody in the schedule at the moment. Hopefully there will be by Monday. Check it out anyway and see who it was. Again, you'll find it at musicpodcasting.org. As I mentioned a while back, one of the great frustrations of festivals like Great Escape, CMJ, Liverpool Music thing that's happening this week, all of those things, that there's just so many artists on at any one time, particularly with CMJ, where there are around 50 shows on at any one time. It's just not possible to see everyone you want to. And the Jezebels were one such band that I missed out on at CMJ. Fortunately, I was at the Aussie Barbecue, which is a great do, at the Great Escape Festival in Brighton this weekend, and got to see them at last, and it was well worth the wait. The venue was at capacity, with over 100 people queuing outside, hoping to get in. And there was a real buzz about the place as the band took to the stage to play an absolutely storming set. This is A Little Piece.
There's a call. Easy go. Should know how the streets come and go when you chase.
Jezebels and a little piece. They formed at university in Sydney in 2007, and their careers really seem to have taken off in the last 12 months or so. They're getting a real buzz about them. But even then, I mean, yeah, 2007 to 11, that's what, 4 years of hard graft. Since releasing their second EP called She's So Hard in November 2009, they've been touring and just working their socks off. Absolutely right, it's the only way to do it. And of course, by working hard and being together a lot, they've developed some real wonderful complexities and layering in the sound. It's just brilliant. Really enjoyed them. You'll find them at thejezebels.com, just like that. J-E-Z-A-B-E-L-S. And on MySpace, they are myspace.com/JezebelsBand. And on Facebook, facebook.com/TheJezebels. You can follow them, just like I do, on Twitter, at TheJezebels. I mentioned that Codge Grumbler and I had spent a couple of days in the delightful company of Jordan Rain, who was in fact the Adnams Artist of the Month for, I think it was October, November, last year, 2010. Yeah, a well-deserving winner, who is a real character. She's just fabulous. And her new single, Johnny and the Sea, goes on sale tomorrow. That's May the 19th. It is actually the first single from the upcoming album Children of a Factory Nation, which is an absolute masterpiece. It's set in the crowded streets of London at the time of the Industrial Revolution. And the single, Johnny and the Sea, tells the story of a young man who chooses a life of adventure over conformity, but who pays the ultimate price. I think a line from a Springsteen song had it. Mama said, don't look into the sights of the sun. Ah, but Mama, that's where the fun is.
Thinking of home, I romanticize size fields and the cycles of seasons and farms. I arrived and I married and I waited for the roots to take hold. But I wake every night to the sound of the sea. So loud, 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 she said, Johnny, come home, Johnny, come home, Johnny, come home. Johnny, come home, Johnny, come home, come home. Johnny, come home, Johnny, come home, Johnny, come home. Johnny, come home, Johnny, come home, come home. If you forget how to swim once your life doesn't throw you too far, like you hope that the land can still hold you and keep you here warm. But I hear and I see and I'm sick of the earth and its gaze. So I'm walking out once, I am walking out into the waves. They say, Johnny, come home, Johnny, come home, Johnny, come home. Johnny, come home, Johnny, come home, come home. Johnny, come home, Johnny, come home, Johnny, come home. Johnny, come home, Johnny, come home, come home.
Remarkable sound of Jordan Rain, and to mark the launch of her new single, she will actually be playing a live gig tomorrow night. That's Thursday the 19th of May, and that's at the Brunswick at 3 Holland Road in Brighton here in the UK. So if you can get to that, I would really recommend you do so. Unfortunately, I can't, but if you are able to be there, let me know how it goes. It should be an interesting gig. You'll find Jordan's site at jordanreyne, that's reyne.com. And we're rather hoping that Jordan will in fact be joining us for Podcrawl this weekend. That's on Saturday, and that will be happening at various public house venues, starting at the Argyle Arms, which is very close to Oxford Circus, and generally sort of meandering around Soho, I think, for most of the day. Rowley Cutler from Dark Compass has certainly planned a route, and I rather suspect it's going to be taking in a few pubs that serve the excellent Adnams Ales. I rather hope so. And in fact, whether you're planning to join us in person or not, you can keep up with what's happening by following the Twitter tag #podcrawl. And indeed, there's a map on the web. You can see where we're supposed to be going, at least. That's at podcrawl.blogspot.com. Hopefully, I'll be back next week. I'll catch you then. Oi, there you go.